Backroads' Bill Steer is steering us in a different direction this morning. Bill's an adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, and each week in the summer, he takes us down the back roads of Northern Ontario, shares stories about special spots in our region, and this past winter, we've been checking in a few times to talk about some winter sightseeing opportunities. Bill's been promising to take us on the search for a Sasquatch in Ontario, and the time has now come. We've got Bill on the phone. Good morning.
Promise delivered, Marcus, for sure. You know, I think probably a lot of people out there thinking it's backwards, Bill, this morning.
Well, the established scientific community says there's no concrete evidence that the Sasquatch exists, but there are a lot of people who do believe it does. What description have you heard for this supposed creature?
Well, you know, it's that typical, I think, what we've learned to have in our minds, that large ape-like creature about, we'll use the imperial measure, 7 feet, several hundred pounds, and hairy, and it's a biped, you know, it's on its 2 feet. You know, is it possible a prehistoric bipedal ape-like creature could exist in Northern Ontario? That's the question, and of course, the wintertime is a great time for tracking. And so, you know, all of a sudden you see something unexplained out there and you start to think about that. And so I started doing a little research because then I found out there are a lot of other people driving the back roads looking for neat things as well.
And you've discovered some organizations dedicated to investigating Sasquatch sightings right in this province.
Absolutely. And in fact, I'm sure the links will be on the website. I see this morning that your CBC tweet has been favorited many, many times. And it's interesting, the two or three times we talked about this prior to this today, you know, people have sent things in, but OntarioSasquatch.com, and actually the proponent, one of the proponents, Peter Smith, is from the city of Greater Sudbury, and it's a great website. They protect people's confidentiality when they file reports, and there's been 70 some reports in the last couple of years, and they'll investigate them. They'll send people out, volunteers who are members of the organization, and they'll try to see if they'll interview the people, see if there's any tracks and those kinds of things, and they look at the credibility of these files, and so it's interesting that they're, and also they record other wildlife sightings as well, and we, you know, we're interested in the eastern cougar and those kinds of things, and bears and wolves, and so they'll put those up as well. So there's an intended purpose as well as looking for the Sasquatch.
Well, what evidence or information have they collected about Sasquatch sightings?
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence over many, many years, and missing persons. There seems to be a rogue Sasquatch in that Tomogamy Rabbit Lake area, and they've tried to link some of the reports to missing people. A lot of course, firsthand encounters by people who have had these. And again, one of the listeners, Abby Cote, he's a member of the Tomogamy First Nation. He called me up, and he's an avid hunter, and he told me about an encounter when they were hunting deer north of Sturgeon Falls. In fact, there's a local name for the road called Sasquatch Alley. Now, we know in First Nations cultural folklore, creatures and rock fairies are quite ingrained with that. So, you know, he's one of those people who's had one of those firsthand experiences. Another listener, Peggy from Timmins, sent me the article from the Timmins newspaper about Sasquatch sightings, Bigfoot on the James Bay coast, and the title is called "Big Feet Causing Big Stir in Northern Bush," and that's up out of Wadapiscot way. So, yeah, there's lots of reports.
So tell me about some of the people, other people who are dedicated to Sasquatch research and what they believe.
Yeah, I wonder what the plural of that is. But Mike Patterson, he's with SasquatchOntario.com, entirely different organization. You should go onto his YouTube channel, and as soon as you get there, listen to the sound clip for about a minute. Those are Sasquatch sounds. And he's got a whole, he's been studying, he's had close encounters of the Sasquatch kind with a Bigfoot near Halliburton, and you'll see those YouTube videos and everything connected with it. So he's and there's been a filmmaker involved, and then of course he cites Dr. John Biggernagle from BC, and I called him up. He's on the website bigfootbiologist.org, but he's written 2 books on the Yeti, the Bigfoot, the Sasquatch all over North America. And so he's more than a believer. He's done, I guess, credible research. He has a PhD. He's got tons and tons of foot casts that show the Bigfoot from various places. So there's the ultimate source, one of the ultimate sources.
But Bill, why is there no conclusive proof out there?
Well, Dr. Begernagle says, you know, we haven't studied it enough, so how can we discount it when we've had all these encounters and it continues on and on and on from people? So I guess I'm just going to default to what he had to say about that.
What do you think? Have you ever seen anything like that in the bush?
I've heard and seen many strange things out there in the back roads, and all of us have, including the beautiful Northern Lights that have been with us for the last week or so. You know, I guess I'm going to default to the primatologist, Dr. Jane Goodall, and we've got that reclamation trail at the east end on Highway 17. Well, you know, she said, well, I'm a romantic, so I always wanted them to exist. So I'm going to default to that. And the other thing, of course, when I'm walking along, whether I have my snowshoes on or otherwise, you know, I'm always looking over my left shoulder.
All right. And you've got a couple of spots where you could keep your eyes peeled for the Sasquatch. Suggestions, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of great wildlife viewing areas. One is Stormy Lake and Restrepo Provincial Park. It's an expansive area, and it's a great place to hike up to. And then the other one is the Red Bridge Lookout is on Highway 63 east of North Bay. And then we've got the Robertson's Cliffs near the Sault Ste. Marie. We've got places all over northeastern Ontario, Devil's Rock near Cobalt. And these areas are expansive, and of course, whether it's frozen as it still is now or on the water, you've got opportunities to look at tracks, and especially in the winter. And that's why wildlife tracking is great for the wintertime.
All right. Well, Bill, keep your eyes peeled. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay. Thank you, Marcus.
That's Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University, and he's got a website, steertonorthernontario.ca. Have you ever seen a Sasquatch or something that you just couldn't explain out in the woods? Love to hear from you. You can call our talkback line, 1-800-461-1138.